Father, we come before you today ready to praise your name and to honor you in hymns and with scripture readings that foretell the birth of Christ and then actually tell about the birth of Christ. We thank you for our Savior who came. We thank you, Father, for without him there would be no eternal life. But Father, he's the second Adam. He fulfilled the law for us. He did what we never could have done. And perfectly, Father, perfectly and righteously lived a life of nothing but good works and righteousness. And then that righteousness is applied to us and imputed to us. That's your great benefit to us, Father. We thank you for that. And so help us to sing of our Savior today. May Jesus Christ receive for himself all the glory. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. And Mark, if you would come as our leadoff reader here today. Thank you.
Good morning. Every story has a beginning, but not this one. Today we are talking about Jesus Christ. He is the eternal Son of God, and because he is God, he has no beginning. His incarnation marked his entry into this world in the form of a servant. But he himself has said, before Abraham was, I am. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, his name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Colossians 1:15-17. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist.
If I could ask you all to stand and turn to 151 in your hymnals. Tradition says we don't sing the Amen until perhaps the very last hymn, so we will not sing the Amen at the conclusion of each hymn. 151. Let us now go unto Bethlehem and see the things which have come to pass. Luke 2:15, 151.
Thank you. God created man, male and female, in his own image, and placed him in the Garden of Eden. Man fell, but with the fall came grace. In the Garden of Eden came the first revelation to man that there would be a Savior, Jesus Christ, to live a righteous life, break the curse of sin, and save his people from their sin. The Word of God came to Adam, Eve, and the serpent to let us know that Christ would be born of the seed of a woman and would once and for all destroy Satan's kingdom. In Genesis 3:15, God tells us, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Many prophecies followed in Genesis. He would come through the line of Eve's son, Seth. He would come through Noah, then Shem, then Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and from Jacob's 12 sons, who became the 12 tribes of Israel. He would not come from the line of the firstborn Reuben, or the priestly tribe of Levi, or the favored sons Joseph and Benjamin, but he would come from the royal tribe of Judah. In Genesis 49:10, the Word of God tells us, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes. To him shall be the obedience of the people." As the children of Israel prepared to enter the Promised Land, Moses spoke to them of a future coming prophet. This prophet would be among them, as was Moses. This prophet would speak to them the very word of God. To this day, observers of the Jewish religion do not understand that Jesus Christ is the one Moses called the prophet. In Deuteronomy 18:18, God spoke through Moses, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he will speak to them all that I command him."
Please take your hymnals and turn to 147. 147, "And the Redeemer shall come to Zion," Isaiah 59:20. 147.
Israel entered into the promised land and continued to wait for Messiah. The promise came again through the prophet Nathan to David the king. God established his covenant with King David and made it known that David's kingdom would never end because the Messiah would be born from his family. 2 Samuel 7. Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are on the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more, as previously, since the time that I commanded the judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies. Also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled, and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you. That will come from your body. I will establish his kingdom. I shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall never depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you. And you, your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. And all Israel continued to wait for great David's greater son. The prophet Isaiah spoke plainly about his coming. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. It will not be an ordinary conception that will bring Messiah into this world. He would be born of a virgin because God himself was his father. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. A virgin birth, something impossible with men, but with God, all things are possible.
Please stand. Turn over to 163. 163. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Isaiah 9:6, 163.
Thank you. Israel still waited for her Messiah. They would go into captivity because of their sins, just as Jeremiah prophesied. But Jeremiah also prophesied to them that the promises of God were not null and void, in spite of their failings. Jeremiah 33:14-21. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell safely. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord our righteousness. For thus says the Lord, David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel, nor shall the priests, the Levites, lack a man to offer burnt offerings before me, to kindle grain offerings, and to sacrifice continually. But the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that there will not be day and night in their season, then my covenant may also be broken with David my servant, so that he shall not have a son to reign on his throne. The years rolled on, and the people waited. Generation after generation continued to wait. The prophetic word came again as the prophet Micah foretold where he would be born. Micah 5:2. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
Please turn over to 152. But lo, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little, yet out of thee shall come, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Micah 5:2. 152.
Yeah. While in captivity, Daniel prophesied of the coming Messiah and his coming kingdom by interpreting the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar. This would be a growing spiritual kingdom, the kingdom that we enjoy today under King Jesus. Daniel 2:31-35. You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image's head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And in verses 44-45, and in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Inasmuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure. They were reestablished in the land after the 70-year captivity. Then the last words of the Old Testament were recorded. Malachi 4:5-6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. For over 400 years God was silent, but God had not forgotten his promise. When all seemed so bleak and hopeless, God was about to work. Christ came into the world at the time appointed from before the foundations of the earth. Galatians 4:4-5. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
Please stand and turn to 149 in your hymnals. 149. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth. Psalm 98:4. 149.
Thank you. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Luke 2:1-7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Please turn over to 161. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Luke 2:16. 161.
Luke 2:8-20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not. Behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and a babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Please stand. Turn to 168. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men in whom he is well pleased." Luke 2:14. 168.
Jesus spoke to them and said, John 10:14-18, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. And in John 10:24-30, then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. After his death, and on the same day as his resurrection, Jesus met two of his disciples on the road to the village of Emmaus. Luke 24:13-27. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel, and besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so, as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
Please turn over to 222. Christ being come and high priest, by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hebrews 9:11-12. 222.
Thank you. Finally, the Gospel of Luke closes with this passage, Luke 24, 44 through 53. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then he opened he their understandings, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witness of these things. And behold, I send my promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen.
Please stand with me. Turn to 216. And at the end of this hymn, we will sing the Amen. On his head were many crowns. Revelation 19, verse 12. 216.